Hi, everyone. My name is Troy Jacobson. I'm the head coach of the Jacobson Leadership Academy, where we help leaders optimize their performance. Today, I want to talk about the art and science of conducting or facilitating a really effective meeting. And while it seems like it might be super easy, you put your agenda up and you just go right at it, I'm going to recommend that you change your tactic if that's the way you currently hold your meetings. Because one of the key elements of holding a successful meeting is to get everybody in the room to participate. Everyone has a voice at the table. And the only way you do that is to create this sense of psychological safety within the room. So the first thing that you need to do is to create this area where people are building trust and a little bit of vulnerability and get to know each other as people and not just diving right into an agenda. So you can do that in a number of ways, but the best way to do it, in my experience as a professional coach and facilitator of meetings, is to have some levity, to loosen the room up a little bit, to get everyone to understand who they are, what their goals are, and talk a little bit about some personal issues. So icebreakers are really common and are really effective at doing just that. Building psychological safety and creating this environment where people are more likely to want to connect with each other as human beings. And the topic can be really serious as well. And certainly there are times when there's not time for levity. But typically in most meetings, I find that by spending 5 minutes or so at the very beginning of the meeting, having that space for levity, it does a lot to allow people to open up and empowers them to be really engaged and contribute a lot to the meeting discussion. So I hope that tip is effective for you. If you have any questions or you would like to get some more information about our executive coaching and leadership training services, please reach out. Thanks and have a great day.